The media director of Vanuatu's Daily Post newspaper, Dan McGarry, is preparing to seek a judicial review over government attempts to force him out of the country. Mr. McGarry, a Canadian who's lived in Vanuatu for 16 years, had his application to renew his work permit turned down by the country's Labour Department last week. He told me why he thought the government had acted the way it had.
We have the overt reasons that were provided by the Commissioner of Labour, which is that she's knocking back my application for a work permit on administrative grounds, basically saying that, you know, we haven't ticked all the boxes and we haven't ensured that the position will be localized. And in addition to that, we've got significant evidence that, in fact, this is being done at the behest of the government of Vanuatu, and that, you know, we've got ministers meddling in operational matters in order to further their own political ends.
In terms of this localising of the position, do you have someone who is going to be able to fill that?
Don, I've worked in Vanuatu for 16 years now in various capacities. I've had a number of positions, and in every single one of them, I've left somebody capable of doing the job. There's no reason to believe that the Daily Post would be any different than that. We have a fantastic editor, Jane Joshua, who is responsible for running the paper. She's been in position for about 18 months, so she's still, you know, quite new at the job. She is exceptional, and I have full confidence in her. But the job of media director, it's much closer to that a publisher than it is to editor. And I think that's something that the Commissioner of Labour has failed to take on board. There's a significant number of business and operational matters that never cross an editor's desk that are daily concerns for me, and that's something that is going to take time. And frankly, the succession plan, that argument is not really valid, because we had every intention of localizing the position in a fairly short period of time. We had only asked for a very short-term extension to the work permit in the first place, because I'm in the process of applying for my citizenship. So the job was not going to go to an expat again under any circumstances, and in the fullness of time, we spend a great deal of time and effort developing our staff. There is nobody else, basically, who provides the kind of training that Daily Post requires. And so we've learned to ship for ourselves. And instead, we've got the government telling us who we can and can't hire. And that is, as you can imagine, a very dangerous precedent to be setting, not only for media businesses, but for all employers.
The Daily Post has upset governments going back a long time. And I know your predecessor, Mark Neil Jones, went through a whole series of problems with the government. Why do you think they're upset about you?
Well, I'll be quite frank. The reason they're upset about me is because I've been reporting on the government acting outside of the law. It's really that simple. In July of this year, we ran a series of reports revealing that the government had deported six Chinese people, four of them were Vanuatu citizens, without due process, without access to legal counsel, and without following our own laws. And when we did so, this brought the Minister of Internal Affairs into a position where he felt he had lost face, and now he's seeking retribution. It's that simple. So this is somebody acting as if, you know, as if we were media in Hong Kong or China or something, and feeling that he can operate by fiat rather than by following the law.
You can appeal. So what will you do?
We will appeal. We're preparing the appeal. That is an administrative process. There's an independent panel that reviews these things. It does consist largely of public servants, but we trust that they're going to do their job and do it properly and resist any outside influence. And if that fails, we can take it to judicial review, and we're willing to fight this out as long as it takes, because the precedent that this sets, not only for the media, but for all Vanuatu businesses, is quite dangerous. It basically allows the government to operate by fiat, and that's not something that we can allow.
That's Dan McGarry in Vanuatu.